The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during his earthly ministry, illustrates the firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, this is the 17th message I brought you in this series of 52 which I'm bringing. I want to talk to you now about what the Christian's relation to this world is. What is this world system? When we speak of worldly people, what do we mean? When we speak of world system, what do we mean? Now listen just a minute. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God made this world. It's His world. That is, the earth is His. The rivers are His. The trees are His. The flowers are His. All the things of the universe belong to God. Everything was made by Him and for Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, who was God manifest in the flesh. So this world, as we speak of the world, meaning land and sea and all of that, that belongs to God. But I'm talking now about the world system, the system of this world. The system of the world is not God's system. It's the devil's system. Now go back with me just a minute and let's look at it. God made the world, made a man and woman, and He put them in the Garden of Eden, and they lived in purity and lived sinless lives. One day, a strange personality came in that garden. He wasn't a serpent crawling in the dust. That's the curse that came upon the devil. The devil came in with all of his charms and began to talk to this man and woman about this earth and the world and the system under which they were living. Now he said, that tree yonder would be good to fruit, wouldn't it? Yes. Yes, it would. It almost makes your mouth water. Look at it. Yes, it would be nice to eat. But God said you must eat it. Has God said that? Yes, He said you must eat the fruit. He said we eat everything else around here, but we must eat that fruit. Well, he said, it looks good. I imagine it'd be good to eat, don't you? Yes. Yes, it does look good. Well, you ought to eat it. You know what it is? It'll make you wise. See? You'll be wise if you eat that tree. And God knows better than to tell you that. You know, that isn't reasonable. God's holding you down. He's got the end for you. You haven't any liberty. You haven't any freedom. You can't live your own life. You're living under restraint. I wouldn't live that way if I were you. Now, you look at it and see what you think about it. And you have three things there. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Now, Adam went down, and the world system was built upon those three things, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Now, when Jesus Christ was in this world, He met exactly the same temptations along the same line that the devil brought to Adam and Eve. And He said to Jesus one day, you see those stones out there? Yes. Well, they'd be good to eat, wouldn't they? Yes, they would. You're hungry, aren't you? Yes. Well, haven't you right to eat them? Why don't you eat them? Oh, he said, but God told me not to. God told me not to. He quoted Scripture. Answer the devil's Scripture with Scripture. Devil perverts it. Jesus brings it straight. Well, he took him up there and said, now listen just a minute. You see all these countries around here? Just look over the world. I control this system. I'm in control of this system. And I'll give it all to you. You don't have to go to the cross to die. Just take it over now. You can have it. I'll give it to you if you'll acknowledge my right to it. Bow down and worship me. Bend your knee to me and you can have it. That was lust of the eyes. Showed him everything. And the panorama as it went before. The whole world system. Then he took him up on a pinnacle of the temple. He said, now here you are up here. He said, tell you what you do now. There's a big crowd in town. Of course, now I'm just modernizing this picture a little bit, but sticking to the fundamental. He said, now tell you what you do. If you want to do something spectacular, something it'll call attract attention and put you in the headlines and all that, now you just stand up here and you leap from this building. And just before you hit the ground, an angel will swoop down and pick you up. That is, if you're what you claim to be. Now let's test it out. Lust of the flesh was first. Lust of the eyes was second. Pride of life was third. All right. The devil came to Adam and to Jesus through exactly the same channels. Adam and Eve had the same temptations on another level, but the same. lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. Then Adam went down, Eve went down. What happened? Jesus Christ didn't go down. Jesus Christ, somebody asked me, could he sin? Could Jesus sin? Now, wait a minute. Jesus Christ demonstrates that God manifests in the flesh, that God can become a man that can't sin. Yes. Nobody can make him sin. You know, a fellow told me years ago about one day seeing a great many railroads on a bridge been built, passing this way and passing that way and going this way and going that way. And he said, what's all that? Well, he said, the man that built that bridge is demonstrating the fact that he's built a bridge that you can't put enough trains on to crush it. That bridge will stand any kind of test you want to make it. God's Son, God manifest in the flesh, could stand any test. Man failed, Jesus conquered. Man went down, Jesus Christ stood the test and came through without yielding one iota. And he used the sword of his spirit, the word of God, to fight back to the devil in that attack. All right. Now we read in John that all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Now notice that. The world system under which we live is not God's system. It's man's system. It's a devil's system. Now, in this world, we have Christians, but they are not of the world. Our conversation, literally, our citizenship's in heaven. That's where our citizenship is. We are passing through this world. We're on our journey home. But our citizenship is Christians in heaven, see. This is not our home. Our home is up yonder where Jesus has gone. All right, now I'm down here in this world. How should I live? Well, I ought to live like a Christian should live. I ought to live like a man whose citizenship's in heaven. I'm to render to the world the things of the world, God the things of the gods. I've traveled in many lands. In foreign countries, I try to find out how to get along. And what's the value of money? And what's the custom here? And what's the custom yonder? And I try to fit in the best I can without compromising my American principles. See, I'm a citizen of the United States. And I wouldn't compromise my principles as a citizen of the United States to get along in another country. I'd stick to my principles. But I'd go along as far as a decent American can go, and I never had any embarrassing situations develop. Now, the same thing holds with a Christian. Our citizenship's in heaven. We're in this world. We're not all this world. We're going someday into a system beyond the world. We're in a system now. A system, a heavenly system. Our citizenship's up there. Jesus Christ, the head of our government's up there, spiritually speaking. The right hand of the Father. Someday he's going to overthrow this system and take over the world system. We're going to reign with him. But now then, we are not to love the world. We're in the world. We're not of the world. The world system is not the Christian system. It's the system of man under the devil. And the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life are not of the Father, but of the world. A Christian's presence in the world has an influence. You're doing some good. The world's better than it would be if you weren't here. If we Christians weren't here, it wouldn't be as good as it is. But the world system has never been changed by the presence of Christians. Enoch walked with God in a wicked age. He walked with God when the lights were dim. He walked with God down the highway through the world. And he was God's man. And one day God took him home. And we are going through this world, we Christians, a world system. And it's a marvelous system in many ways. It's all right to go ahead. It's all right to use a radio. It's all right to use a world system and to go along. We are to use it, but we're not to abuse it. And there's one thing we should remember. We're not to love the world. Neither the things in the world, for all that's in the world, lust of flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life are not the father of the world. We set our affections upon things above, not upon things beneath. This world passes away, and the lusts of the world pass away. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You'll be living Christian when there is no world system. You'll be living under a system that's eternal, a system that's sinless, a system where Jesus Christ heads up everything, for everything's going to be headed up in him someday. All this in heaven, all this in the earth will head up in Jesus Christ. And some blessed day, I don't know when, he'll take us home, and he may come any time. And someday he's coming back to take this world. Someday he's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Someday there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and old things are all going to pass away. Not only a new world, but a new earth, with all the things that are destroyed and all the curses been put upon it by the devil and the fall will be lifted, and we'll be with the Lord, and this earth will be perfect again, and the desert will blossom as a rose, and the rivers will be wonderful, and everything will be glorious. Listen, Jesus Christ died to bring the thing back. He poured out his blood and bought it with his blood. He paid the price. And he conquered death. He's going to conquer it for you and me. And someday there'll be no dying. There'll be no sighing. There'll be no crying. Someday in that blessed, wonderful, glorious kingdom that Jesus Christ will head up, and the righteousness will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And that heavenly city is a city of light. There's no night there. There's no tears there. No graveyard there. Nobody wears mourning there. No pain and suffering there. No calling the doctor. No little child crying out at night when he's sick and can't tell you what hurts him. That's all ahead of us. Now remember that now. But remember, this world system has never been permanent. Man starts a government, builds it up, it falls. And then he starts all over again on the ruins of one empire, he builds another one, it goes down. And on it goes, and on it'll keep going. Just until after a while, Jesus Christ puts down the system of the devil and reigns in glory over the earth. And all the throbbing heads of a miserable human race can find rest then on his blessed bosom and in the arms of his wonderful power. May God help us to be faithful to it. May God help us to see it. Now, worldly Christian is a man who sets his affections on things beneath. Instead of setting him on things above, he loves what he sees. He loves what he hears. He loves the world system. And the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And we are told not to love the world, for it'll pass away. Don't tie your affections up with something that won't last. Set your affections upon things above. The things that are unseen are the eternal things, not the things you see and feel and touch. I hope you're saved. I hope you know what I'm talking about. I hope you're right with God. I hope you're trusting Jesus Christ, because there's no other way to be saved. For there is salvation, no other name except the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, he's able to save unto the uttermost all who come to God by him. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we pray thee to help someone who may have heard this message that's never been saved to trust you. And help the Christians who have listened, who have been charmed by this world, to know where this system is going to pass. But he that will do the will of God now will abide forever. He'll outlive empires and outlive human government. For that government is on the shoulders of Jesus Christ, is the only eternal permanent government. Help us to be true to him and in line with the principles of his government, even in this world. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution which stands without apology for the old-time religion, the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the faith, and has high cultural and academic standards, write to Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen next week at this time for another message from The Word of Truth, sponsored by Bob Jones University.